of one. I believe in God. I believe in God. I believe you're the God of miracle. Oh, you're the God of wonder. I believe in God. I believe in God. I believe you're the God of miracle. You're the God of wonder. I believe in God. I believe in God. I believe you're the God of miracle. Oh, you're the God of wonder. I believe in God. I believe in God. I believe you're the God of miracle. You're the God of wonder. I believe in God. Do you believe in him? Do you believe that he's a God of miracle? Do you believe that he's with you? Do you believe that he has answered all our prayers? All the prayer that have been offered in his ear this morning, he has answered them all. He has answered them all. Do you believe that God is a God of miracle? Do you believe that he has answered all your petitions? I believe in God. I believe in God. I believe you're the God of miracle. Oh, you're the God of wonder. I believe in God. I believe in God. I believe you are the God of miracle. You are the God of wonder. When you look at the sky, you see the God of miracle. When you look at the birds, you see the God of wonder. When you look at the sky, you see the God of miracle. I believe in God. He's my God. He's my God. I believe in God. He's my God. When a child walks, you see the God of miracle. When the snow falls, you see the God of wonder. Oh, when the rain falls, you see the God of power. I believe in God. He's a God. He's a God. I believe in God. Oh, yeah. He's a God. Brethren, you are going to unmute your devices with me this morning as we yet pray. Our first prayer of thanksgiving is for life. Our next prayer of thanksgiving, we are going to thank God that we are able to see the beauty of nature. There are many people who are in prison right now, total darkness, physical prisons, and they couldn't see the beauty of nature. But you're alive. You can open your window and look at the beautiful sky. You can see the snow falling. You see children running around. You see rain falling. Those are all the wonders of the God of miracle. So unmute your devices this morning. You are going to pray and say, Father, I praise you for giving
Praise
me
you
life
for
and for the
giving
gift of
me
eternal life
and for
through
giving me
Jesus
today.
Christ. Unmute your
Jesus,
devices this
Father,
morning
in the
if
name
I
of
believe.
Jesus, Father,
Let's
Lord
lift up our
Jesus,
voices. This is the
Father,
very reason why
mighty
we have
God, the
gathered this
King,
morning
the
and
Lord
we'll
of
be
Lords, the
praying.
Mighty Jesus Christ,
Andi
that's a
Koshkara
prayer right.
Lord,
Thank
I
you,
praise
Lord
you
Father, neighbor
for the gift
Jesus,
of life.
for the gift
I
of
am
life,
grateful for
that
the
is
gift of
literally
life.
Jesus, your Lord
I
Father,
praise
neighbor
you, my
Jesus.
Father, that I
Lord,
am
I say
alive,
thank you for the
well
womb,
and
my life,
healthy.
my
I
family,
am
your
well.
church,
Thank you
Lord
for the
Father.
way
Thank
that is
you,
inside
Lord
of me.
Father.
Thank
I
you for
step
the
and
life
live
of God that is
in
inside of
faith,
me.
Lord.
Praise
Hosanna,
for the life
praying
of God
this,
that is
Jesus.
inside my spirit.
Father,
I give
everything,
you the
Lord.
praise.
Thank you,
I give you the
Jesus. Lord,
adoration.
thank you, Lord
Thanks
Father.
be God. Praise
Thank
be
you,
to
Lord.
I am
Thank you,
that I
Lord.
am.
Thank you, Lord.
I give you
Thank you, Lord.
glory.
I
I give
thank
you
you,
honor.
Lord. I thank
Thank you
you,
for the
Lord
life
Father.
of
I
God
thank you,
inside my
Jesus.
spirit,
Thank
my
you,
blood.
Lord. The
I
eagle
praise your
came
name for
upon
my
the Lord,
defenders.
my defender,
Thank
Lord
you for
Father. And I say
protection. I
thank
thank
you,
you for
Lord Father.
protection.
Thank you, Lord, for your strength. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I say thank you that is for hearing me when I'm calling you on the day, Father.
I
praise
praise
you with
my Father.
Lord, I say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, Father. Amen.
Let your amen reach the heavens. Amen. Next day of Thanksgiving, you are going to say, Father,
Father,
I thank you for the gift of nature.
I thank you for the gifts of nature.
I thank you that my eyes can behold the skies.
I thank you that my hands can behold the
skies. I can behold your wonders daily. Go ahead and look at your prayer. Go ahead, your eyes are blind.
My Father,
you are blind. You can see.
I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord.
Sometimes when I look at the prayer, I just bring up something. Like the one we just sang now.
Lord, I say, I take my Lord, I thank you, Lord.
Lord, I thank you for the gift of time.
Lord, I said thank you, Daddy. Lord,
I am grateful. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. I said thank you, Lord.
I can see
thank you, Lord.
I am grateful. What a mighty
thank you,
God you are.
Mighty. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, the King of Kings. Lord, Father, the Lord of Lords. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus
the
Christ name, we have prayed.
Amen.
I heard, about four voices. I heard my wife, my brother, and two sisters' voices. I believe we are more than 20. A bigger amen.
Amen.
Your next prayer point, brethren, I don't want you to take for granted the gift of nature. Take time to appreciate what God is doing. Look at the sky, appreciate him, and give him glory. Your next prayer point, we are going to pray for the reserve community. We are going to ask the Lord from where our sister read in that book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 14. The Bible tells us that, and the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God. He said, for the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, as water covereth the sea. I believe that the church is there. We are not just there to pray for ourselves. And so that's why every day we pray for the church, we pray for the people. Why God ordained the church is that we may liberate the world from oppression. So the church, so you are not just here to just say, Lord, favor me. We are also praying for others to be liberated. So you are going to pray, you are going to say, my Father,
my
in
Father.
The name of Jesus, let your mercy prevail over the reserve communities in Manitoba, over the reserve communities, all our brothers there, all our sisters. They need the mercy of God. They need the mercy of God. The reason God ordained the church is that the church has become a reserve for the liberation of the community, of the city, in the name of Jesus. Lord, let the knowledge of the school over the reserve community. We ask Jesus, Lord, we ask for mercy over the
Father,
let the knowledge of your glory fill the reserve community and our neighborhood. Let revival break out this year in the name of Jesus. Father, let the knowledge of your glory break out.
Amen.
Now you may mute your devices and pray this prayer for yourself. Father, remember me today for good. Remember my family today for good. The favor that the children of God carries, Lord, let me carry as I go out today. I step into this day with power, with glory and wonders. I step into this day with authority, with the backing of the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. I step into this day to manifest the glory of God. Lord, favor me today. Is somebody crying to God this morning? Is somebody pouring his or her heart unto God? Pray that the knowledge of the glory of God will cover your life, your family, everything that has to do with you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, today, remember me for good. Remember your church for good. Remember my household for good. I step into today with your power, with your glory, and with your wonders. I will manifest it because that is what you have said, and that is what I will become. In the name of Jesus, every agenda of hell I frustrate. In the name of Jesus, it will not see the light of the day. Father, I give you praise. In Jesus' most powerful name, we have prayed. Father, this morning we have come to say thank you for answered prayer. Daily that we gather, you answer our prayer. And you have never ceased to manifest even your power and glory in our midst. Thank you for life. Thank you for yesterday's revival hour. Thank you for today. Thank you for all your sons and daughters that have gathered, the ones that you see ordained that are yet to be here. Wake them up from their slumber. Wake them up from their slumber. Today, Father, take over the sleep of sleep. That which you have for your sons and daughters, bring it unto them. In Jesus' most powerful name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. 2024, my year of glorious manifestation. I shall manifest God's glory, God's power, God's wonders in all nations of the earth, in holiness and in divine health. In the name of Jesus. Remember, as we keep saying it, that's what you become. Numbers 14, verse 18 tells us, it said, as you have spoken in my ear, so I will do unto you. So I want to encourage you to keep speaking that word. Keep speaking it. Keep speaking it. When you feel like, speak it. When you don't feel like, speak it. As you keep declaring it, then you become it in Jesus' name. Amen. Numbers 14, 28. He says, say unto them, as truly as I live, says the Lord, as he has spoken in my ear, so will I do to you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Turn your Bible with me. God began with us yesterday by speaking to us on the subject, the overcomer's life. The overcomer's life. And so this morning, turn your Bible to 1 John chapter 3. Verse 8. Now, while you are opening your Bible very quick, I want you to please be careful of what you hear. Be careful of what you hear and what you feed your mind, your ears with. Because what you hear, it changes your life. Now, it can be for good or for bad. So make sure we're careful what you hear. Now, I want you to know that God answers prayer. And in the name of Jesus, your prayers are answered in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Now, 1 John chapter 3, verse 8, I read, "He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might what? Destroy the works of the devil." That's the reason why Jesus manifested. Now, when we talk about the overcomer's life, that is the life that Christ brings to us. That is the life of God. Christ was never defeated. Christ was always winning. Christ was always winning. Christ was never defeated. So in the name of Jesus, I will not be defeated. You will not be defeated. In the name of Jesus, I want you to unmute your devices and declare that word. Say, Christ was never defeated.
Christ was never defeated.
Therefore, I will not be defeated.
Therefore,
we overcome in the name of Jesus.
We overcome in the name of Jesus.
Remember, as you stay in the ear of God, that's what he will do. Now, Christ was never defeated. He never suffered one defeat. And that's what Christ brought to us here on earth. Now, we'll look at the overcomer's life or the world in three perspectives. Perspective number one is Satan and his angel. When we talk about the world, sometimes when you hear people say the world, the world, the world, remember, overcoming the world. Christ has overcome the world from our anchor scripture, which is 1 John chapter 5, from verse 1 to 5 that we read yesterday. If you were not here, I want to encourage you to read that again. 1 John chapter 5, from verse 1 to 5 is our anchor scripture. Christ, the Bible tells us that Christ has overcome the world. And this is our victory, even our faith. So Christ has overcome the world. But which world are we talking about? When we talk about the world, what are we talking about? Number one, we are talking about Satan and his angel. Now, Satan and his prince is the prince of this world. Satan is the prince of this world. When you look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6, and then somebody else that is there, you can read verse 8. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6. "Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught." Verse 8.
"Which none of the princes of this world know. For had they known it, they would have crucified the Lord of glory."
Yes, he said, "Which none of the princes of this world knew him. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory." So, Satan, Christ has overcome the world. Which world are we talking about? Well, number one is Satan himself. Christ has defeated Satan for your sake and for my sake. He has defeated Satan. Look at that, 1 John 3, verse 8. "For this purpose, the Son of God was what? Was manifested." Jesus Christ manifested. Why? To destroy the works of the devil in your life, in your family, in the church, in the nation. That's why Christ came, to destroy the works of the devil. So Christ has defeated Satan and his angel. Now, since Satan was cast down from heaven, he became the prince of this physical world. So when we're talking about the overcomer's life, we are saying that you have overcome the devil. You might say, really? Yes, you have overcome the devil. That's what Christ came to do. The second aspect is the world. The world is controlled by spiritual forces. The Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. Now, the Bible says that, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, against the ruler of the wickedness of this world." Did you see the word this word, W O R L D. So we have overcome this world. Who is it that we have overcome? There are principalities and powers in the air that we have overcome. So the overcomer's life brings victory to you over all the principalities and power. When you talk about principalities and power, it talks about regions. It talks about dominions. For instance, each community, each neighborhood, each city, province, nation, North America, West Africa, each region in the kingdom of darkness, they assign principalities and powers to them. They are the one in charge. So Satan network in the spiritual realm. They network. When they want to wreak any evil, they network with their agents in any region of the world. That's why Christians must not cease to pray. It is not God that is responsible for evil. It is Satan, the prince of this world. So the overcomer's life tells you have overcome the principalities and powers in your neighborhood, the principalities and powers in your community, the principalities and power in your city, the principalities and power in your province and in your nation. And in the name of Jesus, I pray for you, you will not suffer loss in Jesus' name. And then lastly, for this morning, the third perspective. Remember that we are looking at overcoming the world in what perspective? Number one, Satan and his agents. You have overcome them because Christ did. Number two is the principal, the forces of darkness that controls each region, the principalities and power, the rulers of darkness. You have overcome them. And then number three is the physical world. The physical world, when we talk about the physical world, 1 John chapter 2, 1 John chapter 2, 1 John chapter 2. Now, 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. The Bible says something there very, very important. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, did you see here the word? The world, the world, the world, the world. Now, the word has been mentioned in verse 15, was mentioned three times. Now, in verse 16, for all that is indeed the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of what? But is of this world. So the word was mentioned five times between verse 15 and 16 of 1 John. Five times. So this world. So the third perspective is the physical world that we live in. Now, when we talk about the physical world, we're talking about the cultures of this world, the lifestyle of this world. The overcomer's life already overcome them, the traditions of man, the ways that things are done in this world. That's why we are not of this world. We are not of this world. So, brethren, I want you to know, for you to manifest gloriously in this year, you need to have this mindset. You need to believe in your heart that you have overcome the world. You need to believe it that you are ordained to live the overcomer's life. You have overcome the culture of this world. You have overcome the lifestyle of this world. The lifestyle of this world, white party, you have overcome them. The lifestyle of this world, living recklessly, you have overcome them. Dressing like prostitute, you have overcome them. Exposing people's body, that's you have overcome them. They with this word, you have overcome them. They are languages. So when we say this word, the language of this word use foul language. You have overcome them. You are not supposed to say that. Why? Because we have overcome this word. The way they dress, their lifestyle, their behavior, the way they live, everything around the world, we have overcome. And I pray for you, you will not be entangled with the affairs of this world in the mighty name of Jesus. Now you are going to pray. You are going to pray and say, Father, I thank you for sending your word unto me. And I thank you for giving me the overcomer's life. Go ahead and thank him. Go ahead and thank him. Go ahead and thank him. And then your next prayer point, you are going to decree and declare in the name of Jesus, I break free from every affinity to this world. whatever may be connecting me to this war, every connection in the name of Jesus, affinity with this war, I am free in the name of Jesus. That means you are free from the lifestyle of this world. That's what it means. It doesn't mean you are living this physical world now. It doesn't mean that you are living. It doesn't mean you are going to die. No, it means that you are free spiritually, physically. You detach yourself away from the things of this world. Your heart will no longer be on the things of this world, but in the things of God. That's what that prayer means. In the name of Jesus. And then lastly, pray, every satanic manipulation against my destiny, it shall not prosper. Every satanic manipulation against the destiny of my children, it shall not prosper. Every satanic manipulation against the destiny of my wife, it shall not prosper. Go ahead and pray this morning. Now, every satanic manipulation against your research, against your studies, against your program, against that dreams and vision, that satanic manipulation will not prosper. Now, in the name of Jesus, are you here this morning? You are not born again. I want you to know that Jesus loves you. He cares for you. You are not born again. Just raise up your right hand and say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today, sinner. Please forgive me my sin. Write my name in the book of life in Jesus' name. Lord, as many that have prayed this prayer, forgive them their sins. Write their names in the book of life in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now go ahead and pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I overcome the affairs of this world. Every satanic manipulation against my destiny, against my life, against the work of God in my hand, that satanic manipulation will not stand. In the name of Jesus, every satanic manipulation against the church of God, it will not stand. In the name of Jesus, as you go out today, favor your portion. In the name of Jesus, favor, honor your portion. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Stretch forth your hand as we pray. Maybe you are sick in your body. Just lay your hand upon your body and pray in faith. You say amen in faith. Believe that even before you were prayed for, before the end of this prayer, that you have received your healing. You can do what you could not do before. Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to thank you especially for this blessed morning. Thank you for your word you have brought unto us, opening our eyes to see this world in three perspectives: Satan and his agent, which was cast down, the principalities and powers assigned to regions, territory, communities, neighborhood. We have overcome them. And we have overcome even the culture of this world. We have overcome the lifestyle of this world. Lord, I thank you for victory. Please accept our thanks in Jesus' name. I pray for you as you have declared the ear of God, you will live the overcomer's life in the name of Jesus. Amen. I pray for you, you will overcome spiritually. Amen. You will overcome physically. Amen. Anyone struggling with the patterns of this world, be free in the name of Jesus. Amen. Every satanic stronghold, every satanic agenda against your destiny, against your family, against your business, against your dreams, against your career, against your marital settlement, that satanic stronghold is destroyed in the name of Jesus. Amen. I pray for you, it shall be well with you. You will go from glory to glory, from honor to honor. In this year, you will manifest gloriously. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name, our friend. Amen. Those that are sick, be healed in the name of Jesus. Amen. That strange sickness, that strange pain, that body ache, I command them now to come out of that body in the name of Jesus. Amen. Everything that God has not planted in your body, I command them to be rooted out now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Father, we give you all the glory. By the time we return tomorrow, you'll be singing a new song. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Amen. Amen and amen. Don't forget, remember to share your testimony. Don't say you are shy to share a testimony. Also, invite somebody when you are coming tomorrow. Now, let's share the grace together. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Give it to your neighbor. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life, and you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and your household in Jesus' name. Amen.